Time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. Yay, we have sound. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Monica Lovell. My handsome little grandson, Angel, is over there running the iPad for us this morning. And our guest for today is Miss Mary Fullerton. How are you doing this morning, Miss Mary?
I'm just doing wonderful.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways now. You can send it by email, hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can text it to 580-485-0837, or you can still post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln, located here in Elk City. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, I encourage you to reach out to Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln, located here in Elk City, Oklahoma, y'all. They can find you what you're looking for. I think I covered it all, Miss Mary. Would you please pray to start us out?
Okay. Father God, we just give you praise today for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, under which everything is accomplished, Lord, in the name of Jesus and in his sacrifice that he made for us. Lord, we pray, Father, that your anointing would be upon your word today. Lord, that it would meet the needs of the hearts, Lord, as we share today, and that, Father, whatever their need is, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would go forth and minister to them. In Jesus' name, Lord, we give you this hour, Lord, that your name may be glorified and that you would be lifted up so that you could draw people unto you. In Jesus' name, amen, we pray.
Amen. So this is Joy Part 2.
Yes.
I'm ready.
The last time I was here, we only got into my introduction, I think. And so, actually, I didn't get to the meat of everything. And I was just really surprised yesterday when Neva called me and asked me to come back. Anyway, I just really praise God for the opportunity again.
Amen.
So I want to start off with kind of as a bridge into part of the scripture that we talked about last time. And we were in Revelation, the third chapter, and I want to read from verse 5 and then 7 and 8 and on down to verse 11 again. And then we'll get into the other part. It starts off, I like this because it starts out with an encouraging word. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before the Father and before his angels. These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, or you could put into that believers. Back then, when this was written,